Take one, action.
Hey, hey, good people, it's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes.
It's expensive, but it's better that to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
That's a daddy quote.
Because when those medical bills come to your house,
you can say, hallelujah, I got covered.
Exactly, you can say, I got
I
insurance.
I am covered by the blood of blue
pills. Amen. Amen. But I guess going back to what she said, I think for me personally, it really is just a personal thing. Like, I'm the one that's keeping myself from doing those things. You know, if I want to go and backpack through the Grand Canyon by myself.
It's fun, by the way.
I'm pretty sure it is, but the fear of dying of dehydration and falling down a cliff and, you know, things like that, I'm not going to say that's an extreme measure. Mm-hmm. And one day maybe I will do that. Mm-hmm. But right now, you know, I'm not going to. So, you know, it's just everybody has their fear limit. This is a step that, because the risks are unknown if you take it,
it
keeps you from making that choice.
That's true.
And that's big for me because I don't know. I have a lot of things that I want to do, mm-hmm. but what's on the other side of that? Mm-hmm. Is it death? or is it success? You know?
Possibly.
Like, it's hard because you don't know.
Now, that's also a good point. But y'all think about it. Death is inevitable.
It is.
Success is not.
Very true. Yeah.
So, if I feel like that's some good odds right there. If I can say, like, at the end, like, regardless of what you do, whether you rich, poor, you black, white, green, purple, you are going to die one day.
Yep.
It is not said that you will be successful one day.
Yes.
So, if fear is something that is keeping you from either dying or being successful, why don't we as people take that risk? Because at the end of the day, we are all going to die. There are a million cemetery plots in this world that says we are all going to die one day. Yeah. But there are no cemetery plots that say, here lies a successful person.
Well, I'm pretty sure there are.
Yeah, but in you the know, black and white scream things. You know
yeah,
what I, mean?
I know.
So, I know.
I was just joking.
What I'm saying is, like, why are we letting the things that are scaring us, like, why are we letting the things that scare us keep us from being successful? If, like I said, we either are going to die or be successful.
That's a good question.
So how about y'all do this? How about y'all let us know in the comments why we do that? Why is it that ultimately we all know that we're going to die, but we don't know that we're all going to be successful? We all want to be successful. We all want to leave that legacy, but we don't always know that that's going to happen. And so what we do is we spend our lives working to be that success that we ultimately want to be, but we also let our fear keep us from, you know, pushing the envelope. So let us know in the comments what y'all think the case is. Why y'all think we do those things? Or y'all, what y'all got?
I don't. I wish I had all the answers. I really do, because life would be so much easier if I did.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is just, it's an individual journey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because everybody's situation is different. Like, if you have a family to take care of, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to try a lot of reckless things or things that you fear.
I mean, that's true.
You know?
That's very true.
So, you know, because you're putting your family at risk, mm-hmm. their livelihood, mm-hmm. your livelihood, mm-hmm. you know? So, and a lot of people, that's their, you know, I guess, I don't want to say hindrance. That sounds wrong. So for a lack of better term, hindrance,
right.
You know, and so I guess for the people who are, I guess, like myself, it's just me, You know, that's just something I personally have to get over and get into the mindset of saying, why not? You know, I have this opportunity. There's nothing holding me back. Why won't I just take that jump and do what I want to do? You know, so, and that's something that I'm going to have to internally figure out and get better at.
So y'all, I was on this whole risk taking journey about 4 years ago. I did some things that probably
Oh, you lived that that interesting life.
I did not live that whole life.
That interesting life.
I did not live that whole life. I made a bucket list, and I always wanted to jump out of a plane. So I did. Yeah, y'all know Jazz jumped out of a plane. That is also my most recent blog, so y'all should check that out on www.allthingsjazzy.com. That is my most recent blog. Like I said, I jumped out of a plane. It's equipped with video and all. So I conquered one of my fears. And Lady D, I think it was Lady D, somebody asked me, would I ever do it again? My answer is hell to the no. No, I would never ever do it again. I did it. I survived. I'm done. It was fun. It's so very, like, if y'all have never jumped out of a plane, I do highly recommend it.
Disclaimer, if you have heart problems, if you have, pre-existing medical conditions, I do not recommend.
That's why I didn't make you sign a death disclosure.
Okay.
And it says pretty much in a bunch of legal jargon, if you die, it ain't my fault. So if you choose to go jump out of a plane, you do have to read a contract. You do have to agree to the terms and conditions there within. And then you get strapped up, suited up, flown up, and jumped out. and I mean, it literally goes just like that. They say, hey, read this, sign this, strap yourself up, get your plane, fly you up there, push you out. So you either at that point, your parachute either opens or it doesn't. Y'all, it was so cool. I'm not going to talk too much about it because I really want y'all to go check that out on my blog. But as I was jumping, it was 15,000 or it was 25,000. I know that is a large discrepancy, but I don't remember the exact number. So it was one of the two. I jumped out with one of the people, and we rocked back. We jumped out. As we're jumping out, folks is flying from the air. Like, I don't know where these mofos came from, but they're certified skydivers, so they do this for a living.
Okay.
So they just flying in the air like that's just what you're supposed to do on a Sunday. Like, you just, Kevin Hart, shout out to Kevin Hart. If you ever listen to this, I love you, man. You are like my inspiration forever. But Kevin Hart said, it was on one of his stand-ups. I think it was on his Irresponsible tour. He said, on a Tuesday, I went out and just bought a mirror and put it on the ceiling. You don't do nothing like that on a Tuesday. I think I actually jumped out of a plane on a Tuesday. So on a Tuesday, you just see people just flying. You don't do nothing like that on a Tuesday. That's a Saturday. He said, that's a weekend thing. Anywho, I said that to say this. Take risk, people. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, we are neither going to die or we're going to be successful. We know death is for certain. We don't know that success is. So why are we working so hard to be successful without pushing the envelope? I made a post on my Facebook probably 2 days ago that said entrepreneurship is not for everybody, but it is most definitely for me. I am working for the day that I can sign the front of the checks and not the back of the checks. Because you don't, like, risk does not scare me, but there are things that do scare me. Like, I don't want to fail, but I'm learning that in those failures, you don't, technically you don't fail. they're lessons that you learn, because failure is not an option. And when I first heard that quote, I was like, what do you mean failure? Like, I was confused. But failure is not an option. Why? Because it's how you look at it. If you look at it as, oh, dang, I failed, then yeah, okay, that's you. But if you look at it as, oh, dang, I didn't quite hit where I wanted to, what did I learn from that? And then you take that and you build on it, you're able to make those, I guess those instances or that situation, you're able to take that situation and you're able to learn from it. Yes. So, I mean, like, I feel like we should take risks. I feel like we shouldn't let the fear. If you want to be a hoe, PB, power to you. You don't be that hoe. Do that. Do that. You got my full support. Like, I have known you just about your whole life. You got my full support on that. Just wrap it up.
As your best friend, I don't recommend that. I'm going to be that person. Do not do that.
Everybody, white lady, did in the comments. She's right on. PB is correct. Boom, lady.
Friends don't let friends go out here and just do anything, all right?
I'm protected.
Exactly. I said it. Okay, fine. Okay. You didn't hear me say that? Like, I told you that.
I did hear you say that, but, right, you know.
We love
hey,
it.
We advocate for safe sex.
Indeed.
On Indeed. Blue Moon Vibes.
Indeed. And good sex. And good sex. None of that we ain't got married kind of thinking that we're just doing it for the sake of doing it.
If you don't got one, get your pee-pee.
He is not. He is not open for new friendships. Thank you.
Pee-pee is not open for new friendships. He can joke and jive all day on this show. He is not open for new friendships. You nobody coming knocking on my door and I ain't letting him in. Pee-pee are not open for new friendships up in here.
Associates or acquaintances. That's it.
That is the length of his cordial interactions. Anywho.
Lord.
So we got PB and his cordial interactions. Do y'all want to get married?
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. That is, well, I'll let PB answer first.
Okay. I will too.
Oh. Y'all, you the wannabe hoe, go first.
Exactly. Exactly.
Remember, fear is not an option.
You're right. Just think of half my shit is.
You know
ooh,
what?
Yes. That's another conversation.
Kevin Hart was, no, I don't know. But man, I love Kevin Hart. If Kevin Hart ever listens to one of my podcasts, I am going to doo-doo on myself.
The attempt to try to keep it clean.
I am so sorry, y'all. But I love Kevin Hart. Like, everything about Kevin Hart just makes me, like, want to be a better person. And the reason I say that is because I have watched him from when he was in, I think it was the Laugh Factory. Like, when he was in Laugh Factory in Philadelphia. I think, don't quote me on that. But I have watched him from like the beginning to now. This man has gone through two marriages, a whole bunch of scandals, and he got four beautiful children. I mean, and he is one of those people that is not afraid to, I mean, he has kind of grown up in front of, like, he was an adult who grew up in front of people. And he had, on his Irresponsible tour, he even said, he was like, he is the one who made mistakes. Like, he is the one who made mistakes. But he also learned from his mistakes. But I said all that to say, Kevin Hart is worth about $450 million. We ain't, and to me, that is, he is one of the highest paid comedians. To come from something like, Laugh at My Pain, I'm a Grown Little Man, Let Me Explain, Irresponsible, you know, and what is the one?
What's Next?
What's Next? He had the most recent one. I don't know if it's Zero Fucks Given. I don't know if that's the most recent, like, if that's the name of the most recent one. But anywho, I just think that he inspires me to want to keep going. Like, I feel like he just, because he's so, I think he's so genuine. And a lot of people be like, Kevin Hart ain't that funny. Kevin, bruh, I laugh at Kevin Hart every freaking time he open his mouth. I just be, and I'm just like, I mean, if y'all don't think he's funny, that's cool. You ain't got to. He, there is $450 million worth of people who think he is funny. So So the reason I asked if y'all wanted to get married is because, and I related it to Kevin Hart, is because I have watched him. He talked about his, you know, his first marriage, and he talks about his current marriage. And he kind of like, you know, says the things that he's learned from his first marriage, says the things that he's learning in his second marriage. And he say, he talks about how he's grown through that. So do y'all think, what do y'all think? What do y'all want to get married? Do y'all not want to get married? Do you think marriage is a
scam.
A tax scam.
A leech.
A tax scam. Do you think we should be like Oprah and Stedman and, you know, rock it out for, you know, 50, 60 years? Without, I mean, hey, Oprah is worth about $2.5 billion, so.
Yeah.
What if, do y'all want to get married? Do y'all not want to get married?
I will admit, when I feel like everybody had the same thought, but I know I was younger, I said that it was probably going to be me, I was going to adopt a little baby girl named Kelly, and I'm going to give me a Russian babushka.
Jesus!
And that was going to be the end of it. Now everybody's going to be like, well, what about your mama? Well, that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, well, that's all he got to say about that.
Before we go, how about this? Even in the darkness, you can be the light. Make sure y'all follow me on all my lovely social media handles. Stay inspired. And of course, I'm going to link them in the description. So until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.